This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was a moment truly made for radio at the Environmental Protection Agency today. Administrator Gina McCarthy was announcing the Obama administration's new rules for carbon emissions from new coal and gas power plants. Carbon from Gina McCarthy, a proud Bostonian.
I should make sure that everybody knows when I say carbon, it's C-A-R-B-O-N. Because everybody sometimes looks at me and goes, what? I'll talk about cars later, too, which is C-A-R.
Accents aside, the news is big. For the first time, the government is setting limits for the greenhouse gases that come out of new power plants. Coal-fired plants will take the biggest hit. But Marketplace's Sarah Gardner explains those mysterious market forces are already at work.
Before Gina McCarthy even uttered the words carbon limits today, the coal industry was declaring a war on coal and speed-dialing litigators. That's because those limits are so strict, they force the industry to build a whole new kind of coal plant, one that captures CO2 and buries it as well. Dan Lashoff at the Natural Resources Defense Council.
The coal industry has been touting for years that it has clean coal technology, and this rule says, well, if you got it, you got to use it.
But it's so pricey, the industry complains, nobody will build another coal plant in the U.S. ever. Energy consultant Richard Morse says whether the EPA intends that or not, it doesn't matter. The marketplace has spoken.
The U.S. coal market over the last few years has really been transformed by developments in the natural gas market.
Coal's upstart rival, cheap and abundant natural gas. That's why no one's planning new coal plants right now. In fact, the feds are predicting that in 20 years, the vast majority of new power will come from this comparatively cleaner fossil fuel. So if utilities are switching over anyway, why the fuss?
Well, this is a prelude to a much more important rule, which will deal with existing coal-fired power plants.
David Victor at the University of California, San Diego, says if the EPA cracks down hard on those plants, expect a wave of coal plant closings. And it's those plants and future ones that utilities see as their safety net, just in case natural gas prices were to double or triple in the future. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.